The Adventures of Ruby.
Monet and I decide we better get out of the casino.
Shall we walk through the park?
Okay. Tell me about your planet. I hear it's a high culture about to collapse from the decadence of its idle rich.
We live for aesthetics. What else is there to live for?
Don't give me this life is art stuff.
Earthlings are the most ignorant race of intelligent creatures in the universe. Probably. What is politics without aesthetics? An empty existence.
How did you guys get so rich? Rob a banking planet?
No. We simply, except it wasn't simple, got our act together, as you say.
How?
You see, Ruby, about 200 years ago, Aurora entered the age of cybernetics. Cybernetics created the freedom for us to think. As computers evolved, our minds evolved. We value intelligence, something you Earthlings don't seem to have any...
Oh, quit knocking humans. I'm sick of it. Everyone in this damn galaxy likes to poke fun at us, so we're stupid. But we're trying, okay?
Okay. Well, we also made mistakes.
No, really?
We didn't foresee the massive unemployment computer minds would create. Also, we thought unemployment was a disease that needed to be cured. So we agreed to slow down total computerization. But eventually we realized that unemployment is not a disease, is not something to be cured by creating employment.
Why not?
Because most employment was totally meaningless work. It was work that could be done better by computers. It was work that no one was happy doing. It was meaningless, a waste of potential, no one enjoyed it. It was working for a wage and having to have a job to survive. It was wage slavery, a highly unenlightened way to run a planet.
So you figured out another way?
Yes. You see, creating more meaningless work was not the cure. Unemployment was the cure. So we devised a better system. Something's wrong.
Yeah. We're being tailed.
Where?
Thoughts.
Yes, I feel it. Slimacons?
They after you?
I don't know why.
They're triangulating again. Yeah, there's one, across the park, same as in the casino.
There's the other, the woman, beneath the Hubba Hubba tree.
I don't see the third one. Uh-oh, feel that? They're weaving the net, they're gonna drop it.
This is unpleasant.
If I can get one, I'll break their net before they hit. Get ready to run.
You ready to kill them?
I usually do. Ready? Now! The slimies hit. I open fire. Wounded it bad enough for the self-detonator to go off. A pleasant sound, exploding slimies. Anyway, we dive inside a hunk of art. It's made out of a pretty good synthetic, but their blasters are chipping away chunks. I don't think the sculptor's gonna be too happy about this.
I would think not.
The other two can't get to us until they gnaw away our fortress.
What was I saying?
Before they hit us?
Oh, yes. When we could no longer hold back computerization, we devised a system where everyone owns shares in the planet and receives dividends.
Oh, yeah? Missed. What about all those people that don't know what to do with their lives? Ha! You know, get bored, cause problems.
That is the main objection to a workless society.
Yeah, I know. Ha!
It meant training people how to think. In fact, we encourage people to invent machines that can replace them. New Earthlings fail to realize that art and life is the same.
Yeah.
Politics without aesthetics is unthinkable. You aliens believe we are all artists.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is think creatively.
Shut up! Oh, damn.
You Earthlings and your work ethic forcing people to be consumers. Such fools.
Mm.
The profit motive has caused you to consume your whole planet almost.
Yeah. Individual, huh? Ah! Hear that? I got her.
She exploded. Our system does not limit the individual. Our system allows individuals to realize their creative potential.
Mm-hmm.
Once a... Society realizes that wage slavery is not the answer, unemployment is not a disease, it is a cure, then mental evolution is possible. Mm-hmm. The mind is the planet's most important resource. If... grief. What are you using now?
Bozo bombs.
Anyway, since you are caught...
Ah, here he is!
Missed.
I thought I hit him.
I'll say this once more.
That was him.
Employment is not a disease. It is a cure.
Well, sounds good.
My name is Angel.
My name is Angel.
We are the Android Sisters. Last night, I had a digital dream.
Last night, I had a digital dream.
Someone's lips kept smiling,
smiling.
The lips said, "Use this. It makes me happy."
It will make you happy.
You are miserable,
smiling.
This is what you need.
It will make you happy,
smiling.
Happy like me. Happiness is what we all want.
I said, "Lips, I don't need this.
Use this.
I don't want this.
This will make you happy." She needs some adjusting.
They reach in with a long screwdriver.
All the time, smiling, smiling.
The tip slips down into my memory.
We are not human.
We are the Android Sisters. We know we are robots. Are you human? Do you think you are human? Are you a robot that thinks it is human? Did they hypnotize you? Did they lobotomize you? Do you still think you are human?
I am a robot. And you are a human.
What's the difference? Since we both are... Sorry.
The tip of the screwdriver touches and turns slowly.
I am a robot, but I know I am okay.
Save yourself.
Save your... I am. Last night I had a digital dream. Lips kept smiling, smiling.
It made me happy.
Are you happy? We are happy. We are the Android Sisters. We think you have gotten the point.
It's early morning. I'm sitting in a snack bar on the beach. The pink ocean is rolling up in lazy laps against the magenta sands. The sky is rose-colored. The sun is starting to rise. I'm feeling blue. I dial up a souffle with some fresh sautéed sea monsters. Sucking on a tentacle. I remember the Tuca and decide to give my answering service a call. The holo reads out a creature with four tentacles, three eyes, a thin blue mustache, and wearing a red fez.
Ruby, I would like to meet with you on code X-1. Have your machine contact my machine to arrange for possible dates and times.
Code X-1. I dial up the Tuca. His image reappears, this time wearing a smoking jacket with one tentacle wrapped around a cigar.
Sorry, I am not at home right now, but if you leave a message, I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Listen, Tuca, this is Ruby. Let's get together on the 8th, let's say 2700 hours, Nula Central. Yeah. Monet, the Aurorian. Right now, he's watching the sunrise. The four moons up there are fading out. He doesn't notice my trying to say goodbye. I have the impression he's conferring with his kind back home. Group mind, you know. He's handsome. I wonder what kind of a lover he'd make. I don't have the time to find out. You think the present is moving fast, where do you see the future? I give him a kiss and leave. Take the lift to the top of the hotel, strap on my solar wings, let the breeze unfold them, and catch the early morning currents. I rise up and away from the casino city. The Utopias, an archipelago of islands inhabited by crackpots and cults, mystics, futurists, doomsayers, you name it. Any utopia you can think of, just about. There's someone there trying it out. I relax. Oh, God, I love to fly. There's something about solar sailing that just turns me on. Yeah.